Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Police in Kansas City, Missouri have detained three people in connection with yesterday's mass shooting at a victory rally for the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. One woman was killed and 21 other people were shot. At least nine of the shooting victims are children. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says he is outraged.
You know, we have done a number of these now, and this is a day that a lot of people look forward to, something they remember for a lifetime. And what they shouldn't have to remember is the threat of gun violence marring a day like this, injuring them and their families.
Police have not disclosed what the motive could be for the mass shooting. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is scheduled to privately brief some members of Congress today. Russia is developing a space-based nuclear capability that has the potential to threaten the U.S. and its allies. That's according to a source familiar with the matter. Prosecutors say there's no good reason to keep the federal election interference trial against former President Donald Trump on hold. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports special counsel Jack Smith is urging the U.S. Supreme Court not to grant Trump additional delays.
The special counsel says Trump's alleged scheme to disrupt the 2020 election and the peaceful transfer of power is the last place the court should allow absolute immunity from criminal charges. Prosecutors say those crimes strike at the heart of democracy, and Trump has little chance of success in his last-ditch bid to delay the trial in Washington, D.C. They say delay could frustrate the public interest in a fair and speedy verdict. Trump, the Republican frontrunner to return to the White House, has been trying to put off the trial until after the November election. If he wins, he could order the Justice Department to drop the case or try to pardon himself. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the number of undocumented migrants entering the U.S. dropped by 50% in January. But NPR's Jasmine Garz reports those lower numbers probably won't hold.
In December, authorities encountered more than 249,000 undocumented migrants crossing the border, a record. In January, it dipped to around 124,000. January tends to be a slower migratory month due to winter weather. But experts say discussions in Congress about increasing border enforcement, the Biden administration restarting deportation flights, and Mexico intensifying its crackdown on migrants heading north, all may have been deterrents. The numbers are expected to go up again. Isaac Abramson is with the Washington office on Latin America.
There is really nothing we can do at the borderline or along the migrant route that is going to be more miserable than what people are already experiencing in the places they're fleeing.
He says if the forces that drive migration continue, so will the migration.
Jasmine Garz reporting. This is NPR. The Israeli military says its troops have entered a hospital in southern Gaza. Israeli military leaders had previously ordered thousands of Palestinians who were sheltering there to leave. There's a lot of haggling going on in Pakistan following that country's national elections. A coalition of smaller parties has chosen a prime minister. And NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Mumbai, members are debating who will be Pakistan's next president.
The party that won the largest number of seats has picked a former prime minister, Shehbaz Sharif, to lead a coalition. A smaller party, once led by the iconic Pakistani leader Benazir Bhutto, will likely put forward her widower, Asif Ali Zardari, to be president. Analysts say this coalition is likely to be weak and reliant on Pakistan's powerful army for survival. That's because there's widespread allegations of irregularities in last Thursday's elections, and that followed a months-long crackdown against the country's most popular leader, Imran Khan. That began after he fell out with the army. Despite that, candidates backed by Khan won the largest number of seats, but they had to run as independents, so it's harder for them to form government. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to appear in a New York City criminal court today. He'll learn whether his trial on dozens of counts will start on March 25th. Trump is accused of falsifying business records toward the end of his 2016 campaign, allegedly to conceal an affair. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all the charges. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.